Welcome to the Daily Zen Tei Show, a reading of the Daily Zen Journal, which is derived from talks given to students and writings of the ancient masters. Each Tei Show will feature text from a selected volume, followed by commentary. The Tei Show is selected and interpreted by Ilana, scribe for Daily Zen. The title of this Tei Show is Making the Altruistic Vow, excerpted from Master Dogen, an introduction with selected writings by Yuo Yokoi. To awaken to the Bodhi mind means to vow not to cross over to the other shore of enlightenment before all sentient beings have done so. Whether layperson or monk, living in a world of celestial beings or of humans, subject to pain or pleasure, all should quickly make this vow. Though of humble appearance, a person who has awakened to the Bodhi mind is already a teacher of all mankind. Even a little girl of 7 can become the teacher of the 4 classes of Buddhists and the compassionate mother of all beings. For in Buddhism, men and women are completely equal. This is one of the highest principles of the way. After having awakened to the Bodhi mind, even wandering in the 6 realms of existence and the 4 forms of life becomes an opportunity to practice the altruistic vow. Therefore, even though up to now you may have vainly idled away your time, you should quickly make this vow while there is still time. Though you have acquired sufficient merit to achieve Buddhahood, you should place it at the disposal of all beings in order that they may realize their own enlightenment, in order that they might be of benefit to all beings, and help them cross over first to the other shore. There are 4 kinds of wisdom that benefit others: offerings, loving words, benevolence, and identification, all of which are the practices of a bodhisattva. Giving offerings means not to covet. Although it is true that in essence, nothing belongs to self, this does not prevent us from giving offerings. The size of the offering is of no concern. It is the sincerity with which it is given that is important. Therefore, one should be willing to share even a phrase of a verse of the law, for this becomes the seed of good in both this life and the next. This is also the case when giving of one's material treasure, whether it be a single coin or a blade of grass, for the law is the treasure, and the treasure is the law. There have been those who, seeking no reward, willingly gave their help to others. Supplying a ferry and building a bridge are both acts of giving offerings, as are earning a living and producing goods. The meaning of loving words is that when beholding all beings, one is filled with compassion for them, addressing them affectionately. That is to say, one regards them as if they were his own children. The virtuous should be praised, and the virtueless pitied. Loving words are the source of overcoming your bitter enemy's hatred and establishing friendship with others. Directly hearing loving words spoken brightens the countenance and warms the heart. An even deeper impression is made, however, by hearing about loving words spoken about oneself in one's absence. You should know that loving words have a revolutionary impact on others. Benevolence means to devise ways of benefiting others, no matter what their social position. Those who aided the helpless tortoise or the injured sparrow do not expect any reward for their assistance. They simply acted out of their feelings of benevolence. The foolish believe that their own interests will suffer if they put the benefit of others first. They are wrong, however. Benevolence is all-encompassing, equally benefiting oneself and others. Identification means non-differentiation, to make no distinction between self and others. For example, It is like the human Tathagata, who led the same life as of we human beings. Others can be identified with self, and thereafter, self with others. With the passage of time, both self and others become one. Identification is like the sea, which does not decline any water, no matter what its source. All waters gathering, therefore, to form the sea. Quietly reflect on the fact that the preceding teachings are the practices of a bodhisattva. Do not treat them lightly. Venerate and respect their merit, which is able to save all sentient beings, enabling them to cross over to the other shore. Dogen, 1200 to 1253. Making the altruistic vow serves to focus on our intentions and purpose here and now. What have we committed to? What better time of year to contemplate this lofty vow than now? We face the return or decline of light, light with the solstice and the new year time, where we all question where we have come from and where we are going. The speed of life, filled to the brim with distractions pulling us away from our intentions, serves as a potent test of our commitment. To stay true to our practice, focusing on how we actualize our part of saving all sentient beings, is a powerful contemplation. Dogen spells out very direct and simple ways, and the most elevated of them all as well. We must begin and continue on this way for years and lifetimes. We pick up the thread of our practice every day and find creative ways to implement these teachings. At heart, we want to wake up, and the forces around us want to lull us back into sleepwalking. Together, we weave this tapestry of compassion, courage, and kindness that serves to remind us why we are here. Each day, may we share light and depth with every being we encounter. Each day, may we wake up anew and begin again. With renewed enthusiasm, Ilana, scribe for Daily Zen. Recording and audio production by a longtime friend of Daily Zen. Music by Ashat Daniel Yan at Pixabay.com. To learn about Daily Zen, read journals and quotes, donate, or see the artistry of Daily Zen, please visit dailyzen.com. Thank you for listening, and may your way be clear.